Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, live cattle futures able to gain yesterday, but the gain was amidst uncertainty over cash this week. It appears as if cash business is going to go down to the wire, as show lists are rather small and asking prices higher than packers are wanting to pay. It's unclear who will blink first, but the current market may indicate packers have the upper hand. However, feedlots being current and grain prices manageable may increase their resolve to hold for at least steady prices. Hogs were on a roll again yesterday, with traders willing to continue to purchase futures. The price retracement on the charts has exceeded the 50% level, with futures posting higher highs again yesterday. The December contract is a little more than a dollar away from closing the chart gap of $86.62. Cutouts moved higher with a gain of $1.75, but cash was not supportive, with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing a loss of $3.06. Saturday's slaughter projected about 31,000 head. Kansas City wheat, September trading 12 cents lower early today, and September Minneapolis wheat is down about 19 cents, on track for a third consecutive lower day. A drop in winter wheat prices is easier to understand, as winter wheat harvest is now making progress with help from drier forecasts in both the Western Plains and in the Eastern Midwest. Both Kansas City and Chicago wheat prices have been trading near their highest levels for the past 2 months. December corn's trading about 13.75 cents lower today, along with sizable losses on all the other grains, and the obvious assumption is that there must be increased chances of rain in the forecast, but the phantom rain is not so easy to see. And November soybeans are trading down 21 cents early today, with equivalent percentage losses in both soybean meal and bean oil. November canola is trading lower a second day, down about $32.40, with some exception for rain in the extended forecast. We'll check the futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day, or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
On the livestock futures, August live cattle down 27 cents yesterday, 120.05. October down 55, 125.25. August feeder cattle down 125 at 156.77. And September down 152 at 159.30. August hogs up $1.57, 106.57. Now on the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September up 8.5, 668.75. December was up 8.5, 679.75. Chicago wheat, September up 10.25, 710.75. December up 11 cents, 719.75. September corn unchanged, 571.75. December up 2.75 at 568.5. August soybeans down 4.25 cents at 1439 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.